I felt that, you know, for all of the ball we had and some good passing movements, particularly around Price, McDonald, Saville, you know, Wallace to a great degree as well. We couldn't open them up. We couldn't find the man or the player that was going to go past his opposite number. We couldn't really get round the back of them or take them on into 1v1 situations. They're a really strong unit and very, very hard to get shots in against.
So was that down to them defending well? Because I know they're a good team. Or do you want or expect more from your team in that one?
Well, it's, you know, been a feature of their play last year where, you know, they can get back around their box and then, you know, very, very good defensively. And they were tonight. It was hard for us to, you know, get into 1v1 situations, go past them, open them up and give them problems. You know, it was the nature of the game, really. But, for us, there were some good individual performances. Ultimately, a disappointment in going out of the competition and disappointment with the results, because a good side like Middlesbrough, they don't need many shots to score goals. They do punish you. And when you do give those opportunities and those chances away, they're ruthless with them. They hit the target and it obviously takes the game away from you. And, you know, for us going forward, despite some very good passing moves and working our way out very well at the back, we couldn't get into that final third and find a player that was going to go past somebody in 1v1 situations. And, you know, fair play to Middlesbrough, they're a strong unit. However many changes that they make, and they can make them regularly, you know, they're just as strong whenever they do.
Did any of the individuals you brought in make a strong enough case to be in their pitching to play on Saturday?
Well, we'll see. I mean, we obviously had some injuries today with Edwards, with Cody, with Courtney House to a lesser degree, Scott Goldbourne. So, you know, those were forced. But, you know, people like Jack Price, it was, you know, okay, because Jack was just coming then back to full fitness, so it was an opportunity for him. We'll see where we go with regard to the weekend and run of games that we have now going into the league campaign and back into the league campaign with Preston, with Fulham and then Huddersfield. We wanted to get as many points as we possibly can out of this.
I mean, intriguing. I appreciate there's much more to a game than formations, but you've often talked about 4-2-3-1 being, I think you said, your classic formation or preferred, and you've come away from it a little bit recently. What is that?
Yeah, we've played 4-4-2 tonight. And, from our point of view, wanted to really try to be competitive in midfield and, try to get a lot of the ball away from home, which we did. But ultimately, it didn't lead to, you know, what we wanted, which was obviously to win the game and the result.
So is it about finding formations or finding, you know, players to fit them? Which way round does it come in your thinking, if you see what I mean?
Well, I've mainly played, you know, 4-4-2. That's been the case. And, tonight it was Bright just off Van La Parra. And then with the other changes, it's as usual, Afobe just off Lafondra with them two dovetailing. So, you know, the wide men have mixed up. And, that has been the case. But it's been very, very similar, just different personnel.
OK. Just briefly, are you going to be bringing a forward in soon? We know you had Shoulder Amiobi around for a bit.
Yeah, we did. We're always looking, and you know, if we can strengthen, we will. And you know, we do feel that we're light in that area, and it is an area we would like to strengthen if possible.
But it won't be him.
It won't. No, not at the moment.